This is the Wednesday edition of Down to Brass Stats. I think we have the caller still on the line. Good afternoon and welcome back. You're still there, sir? Fishgate man, come to the top. All right, he seems not to be here. Quick ones here. There are some people telling me they're outside Warren's post office, outside in the sun. The guard just told them they're closing at 1 and they're 8H. What do they do after today? Wow. 8 letters today, I think 18 tomorrow. What will happen? Maybe the majority population last name begins with 8H. I don't know. The NAS would know why they would have split it that way. But I'm concerned for those who did not get in by 1 o'clock. What's going to happen? Where's the discretion? Somebody, anybody, talk to me. Someone also mentions here they would have been waiting in the line on Friday. And they wait 7 hours orderly, but people shove and push down and wait through and nobody did anything about it. 9 minutes after 1. Donor Brass Stats, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Mr. Lynch.
Yes, sir.
How are you today, sir?
I am fine. I am good.
I don't have any fish cakes. I need to get some now.
Okay, me too.
All right. I want to raise an issue with you that I believe. I listened to your discussion with the representative of the Accident and Emergency Division of the Queen Elizabeth Hospital in relation to asthmatics and provision made. There's something I'm concerned about in this situation of the COVID-19 and the tension. The situation, perhaps I may be wrong in saying that, but as far as a certain sickness in Barbados that people are very conscious of, I'm not hearing anybody talking in relation to mental sickness, which, as far as the country is concerned at this time, the tension, all types of things that are likely to be happening, then obviously got to be some person or persons who nervous breakdown, who cannot take the situation as it should be. So there got to be some outpouring of mental sickness as well. Have you heard anything in that direction?
No, I've heard social workers stepping forward to deal with counseling and stuff like that because they suspect that obviously that this is going to be on the rise. A lot of hopelessness, panic, fear, anxiety. Oh, they are not heard any official anything. I've seen in other countries, they've had a spike in suicides, particularly those on lockdown for long periods of time. People just can't take it anymore.
I think we would like to know, because mental sickness is one of the conditions in Barbados that we are well aware of in many forms, whether it be from nervous breakdown, whether from drugs, whatever, but you and I know that at this time there is a very strong element in relation to stress, in relation to conditions, and then obvious if provision has been put in place for any burst of the sickness, because it isn't something we would want to encourage. But I think the situation at the country at the moment is actually eager for anything this to happen, and the people who are involved in mental health obviously would be very alert and, as you said, and on the lookout for any cases that would at least come up. But that is an area of concern. I heard the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, as I said earlier, they made provisions for asthmatics, and the whole thing about it is that since that is the case, then I believe that those the medical people in Barbados would most likely would have made provision for any increase in the area of mental sickness, and would most likely try to put that in place.
No, I think that's the direction that they definitely need to go, because, you know, without the mind, nothing else is of any use to us. You know, it's only after you reach that stage that people understand that. So we got to look out for the physical health and all of that. But you see the mind, I agree with you there 100%.
Yeah? I hope that that somebody who is responsible for that angle, because we updated with almost everything about COVID-19, the hospital reports, the various people have been given. But I believe as far as health is concerned, as far as mental health is concerned, We normally would get reports from that department as far as the sequence in Barbados off and on. I'm hoping that in sympathy to those persons and those family relatives who would not be able to undergo this stress and this tension at this time, that some provision would be made, you know, to improve the thinking, the happenings.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. All right. Thank you for that contribution, man. All right. Here, people are reminding me, don't forget about the loud music as well. It's still going on even in these times. So we want to add that to the list. Some people in Odessa, McLean, Drive in Moylars Hill, you know, asking, saying that some people out there selling alcohol, instead to stop it, it is not right at this time. Someone here is appealing for the government to put back on Days of Our Lives, and this will help with the social distancing and flattening the curve. And someone here points out Barbados with about 300,063 cases, Jamaica population 3,063 cases. Now, the authorities would have to tell me if this is because of vigorous and aggressive contact tracing, or what is the situation? What was causing us to be in the same realm of Jamaica, which would have had at least 10 times the population, or 100 times, depending on mass. I had to work it out. Yeah, it's about 10 times, 30, 300, yeah, about that. So this other one here, or no, let's go back to the lines because we're approaching 2 o'clock. Good afternoon and welcome.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lane.
Hi, good afternoon.
Yeah. First, let me tell you that I like you and I like Mr. Vickham. You always make me laugh. I like Miss Gail too. She make me laugh sometimes. I like the rest
and
of
and I like, yeah, I like everybody. Different reasons, different styles. That's how it is. Yes.
I suffer from anxiety to a point right now, you see. And mm-hmm. I'd be glad when you all come on to make me laugh.
Mm-hmm.
My problem, really, mid last year, my doctor, she sent me for a blood test. And that results came back in early December. When I went back to her, she told me that my PSA was very high. It was at like 21.
Mm-hmm.
And she was worried about that. She told me to go and get another blood test. She told me to go and get privately to go and get an ultrasound. Because I had a biopsy on my prostate sometime in 2017. And she told me that if she sent me back to the hospital to get a biopsy, that they would talk about my having the biopsy in 2017. She then referred me then to a private urologist who made an appointment for me in May 11th. And she also sent me then to get a blood test late last month. The clinic then canceled my blood test because of what's happening right now. My anxiety comes where I feel that they're going to cancel my biopsy appointment,
mm-hmm.
and that's where my anxiety comes about right now. Because mm-hmm. if they cancel that, and I do have prostate cancer, then my life might be in jeopardy. And I would like to know how can I go about it to get this thing sorted out. I called privately to another urologist to hear that a biopsy is $1,500, which I don't have. I don't work anywhere, and that is a problem. How could I go about dealing with this situation?
One of the things I saw the professional social workers put out is the numbers for some associations in this time where you could reach out, probably the Cancer Society or so on, to seek advice. I know that worry, anxiety, and stress actually adds to actually make the situation a lot worse. So, you know, have faith. I can say prayer, that's not medicine. But have faith that everything is going to be okay. Step one. Step two, get information from the professionals. You may be able to speak to a doctor, the Cancer Society, Cancer Support, all these places. We do a number of walks, we raise funds, and those funds actually help us to keep the doors open to these places so you can ask these questions and get answers to the questions. I know that. For us men, is advice in terms of diet, in terms of, you know, eat your tomatoes, things with seeds, you know, the cucumbers, things like that, and watermelons. But beyond that, we actually got to make sure we get that medical advice to suit our individual body. So I would ask you to reach out to your medical professionals. And by phone, the telemedicine is a lot cheaper now. You call a doctor and ask a question. The doctor may also be able to refer you in a way to make sure you can still get your appointment, because one of the things maintained throughout this crisis is being able to seek medical attention. So I would say
that everything else is being put aside because of the COVID-19 situation.
Something.
What other people who are in dire straits with other problems are getting put aside.
Mm-hmm. No, my thing is, again, don't take it for granted or listen to the side noise. Go directly at the source. Speak to your medical professional, reach out to the Cancer Society and seek some advice on them how you could go about still getting this procedure.
Another thing, don't let
anxiety and fear take over. Good reason.
This morning I went to the Warren, the Eunice Gibson Polyclinic to get my medication too.
Mm-hmm.
And I must say those people up there are really on the distancing. There's a nurse at the door.
Good.
You stay 6 feet behind each other. There's a guard there putting you in position, and everything went very, very smoothly this morning at Eunice Gibson Polyclinic. There were not many people there, but they dealt with the situation, I think, in a very professional way, I must say.
I believe the authorities, and I'm glad you raised that point, and I want to thank you very much, sir. I remember going to Roberts Manufacturing Pinnacle Fees to get something, and when I first went, it was a little disturbed at how they were. You know, there was no proper direction and people, you know, shouting, trying to do this. And I made one call to management. And the next day I went almost like abracadabra. It was a different experience. And I want to thank them for responding. But I also want to make the point to establishments that the way things are set will determine how things run. So if you come to an establishment and you see people line up, you see a particular order, you usually as a human being fall into the order. But if I come and everybody crowd up, mash up the thing, they can follow that as well. So the persons responsible for the establishments, it is really the onus, a lot of the onus is on you. I mean the mere onus as adults should be on us to have good common sense and to do the right thing. But if we set the parameters, I believe that we can get a lot of Barbadians to follow that. So I want to thank you for that and thank you for your contribution, sir. Yeah. Okay, I want to read this one. I can keep this one for the future. It's two, but they're going because both are very important. Good afternoon, Korean team. Blessings. Referring to the conversation you had with a caller being in the veranda, the authorities say that you can exercise within your home space. Do not step outside of your boundaries to go on the road and exercise, walk, or jog. That one finished. Comes back again. I'd like to remind persons about the permit to burn. Members of the public are asked to note that the revised fire service fees order 2020 will take effect from Wednesday, April 1st. Under this order, persons who wish to use an open flame outside of their homes for a bonfire, barbecue, or any form of open flame will now be required to purchase a burn permit from the Barbados Fire Service at a cost of $150. Persons who require such a permit for commercial purposes will be required to pay that cost annually. In addition, a fee of $250 will also be imposed for repeat responses by the Barbados Fire Service to false alarms due to malfunctioning and poorly maintained fire alarm systems. This order also reflects an increase in the non-emergency services provided by the Barbados Fire Service, such as fire and life safety inspections, plans, reviews, and fire incident reports. To view the full order, please visit the Barbados Fire Service website at www.fireservice.gov.bb. If you're burning fire outside in an open flame, it is an offense if you don't have a permit. And I want the Barbados Fire Service and the Royal Barbados Police Force to notice this, the Fire Service Order Act 2020 taking effect Wednesday, the 1st of April. Yes, so I want to say a good afternoon to my former colleague here, Tricia Watson, sending a lot of wise tips and bits here. One of the things she's reminding us here, and I think I spoke to this before, but I'll reiterate it. So you see how you're banging for reasonableness from corporate Barbados, but the people are being given orders on pain of penalty. The government needs to order the corporations too for the protection of consumers/voters. And it's a very good point. And I hope that they are mindful of this. A lot of other things here. I try to read another one. Mr. Corey Lane, the supermarket should be made to publish price lists. They use barcodes, so the information is available electronically. It can't take too long to group products, which they are probably already have, by type and publish the list along with their notices about shopping times and methods. Consumers must be protected against gouging. And I agree with that also 100%. Just a reminder, Corey, private doctors are still seeing their patients but observing the COVID-19 protocol. I attended my doctor yesterday to get my prescription updated on my condition. So those out there with anxiety about being able to access medical attention, the private doctors are still operating. Just be mindful of that. So again, I would reiterate my advice, and that is to reach out to your doctor to seek advice on where next to go. This one from GIS, and then we go back to the lines. The Ministry of Health and Wellness has issued a call for all persons who arrived in Barbados from the United States or the United Kingdom between March 15 and 22 to contact the ministry. They may do so by calling 832-6171 between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. The measure is being taken so that the ministry can establish a register of those persons and make regular contact to ensure they remain well. The policy to quarantine all travelers entering Barbados from the United States and the United Kingdom went into effect on March 22nd. So again, those entering Barbados from the United States or the United Kingdom between March 15 and 22 are asked to contact the ministry. They can do so by calling 832-6171 between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Donor Brass Stats, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hey, Corey, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. And you?
Keep our staff here. I'm good as well.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Talk us to me.
We just, we wanted to alert Barbadians for the fact that we would have seen some pictures that would have been taken by the Nation News, and some persons were commenting on the article wondering if the shelter was not here for the homeless. And we wanted to just let Barbadian know that the shelter is open, and we have been taking in a number of persons that are on the street. We're up to 70 persons right now, Corey, as it relates to persons that we've taken off the street in conjunction with government to help keep people off the street and make sure that the homeless are not contracting any virus, or even themselves, if they're to be contracted, if they have it, that they're not spreading it among the large population. But so far, as well, I haven't had any word that any of our homeless persons have contracted anything, and we've kept them safe so far. But we want to also let Barbadians know that not every one of the homeless persons are interested in coming into the shelter. And we've spoken to as much as we can find. I think we went up to like 150 persons about there that we found between Bridgetown, the Esplanade, going back to Holdon, going back to Oystens, and wherever persons call us. And there's some persons that just express interest that they would rather stay outside because that's where they've been for a long time. And there's some of them that don't understand what is going on, but they choose to be out there. And the ones that have chosen not to be out there, we've managed to take them off the street and provide a safe environment for them, that they don't have to be in the whole hustle and bustle of what is going on. So we really wanted to let Barbados know that the shelter is open. It's 24-hour open, and we have been playing our part and have been reaching. Also, for those that have decided to stay on the street, we still manage to go there and provide meals for them. Mm-hmm. And some of them do come here for the meals as well, especially the ones in the close Bridgetown area. They still do come here for food every single day, and breakfast and lunch every single day. So we're still taking care of them, even though they're on the street. Along with the partners that we have, we're taking care of them as much as possible. But we just want to let Barbados know, not everyone wants to come off the street, and they're on the street for various reasons. They're staying on the street for various reasons, mental health, drugs, other things, and some just decide to stay there.
No, I observe in some countries, they, at times to time, especially disasters and so on, they order the homeless off the street. Is that something you would support here in Barbados under these conditions?
I would support something like that because, again, some of these clients have mental challenges, and I would support something like that. But one of the challenges that we're also facing is that also the mental in itself has, based on what I'm hearing, is full up, and we are upset. We have upset some of the persons from the mental because of the full up that they have. So even though that is the case, there is a challenge where there's not enough space for everyone, because you could appreciate that the mental does not only deal with our homeless persons aren't the only one with mental problems. So there are other persons out there that live among us with mental challenges, and some of them are inside there, and obviously the court award people to the mental as well. So it is a combination of where it is filled up, but at the same time, we play our role however we can.
Okay.
Well, I would support that as well, Corey.
So what is your capacity? What is your carrying capacity?
We could carry up to 90 persons, but at this time too as well, Corey, we've made a decision to stop with the intake of persons. The reason why, we have about 70 persons in the building, and they've been here for the last week. They all been tested every day using the temperature gun to make sure that they don't have any symptoms. We also have a quarantine room here, or isolated room, however you want to call it, to make sure that if anyone shows any symptoms, we can isolate them until the relevant authority comes. There are no one have shown any symptoms, no one have any sickness or any fever or whatnot, but there are concerns that if we keep taking in people, especially the homeless that are now coming, and they themselves have proven that they don't have the virus, they're now afraid that we are taking in too much to put them at risk. So we had to appreciate where they were coming from, as in if they see the news every day, you know, who got it? We don't know. We know we're here safe, but if you're bringing people, 2 to 3 people every day, you're starting the cycle all over again. So we've decided to limit the taking. We do have an isolated room, and if it is that we need to take in anybody for a particular reason, that person will have to stay in that isolated room for up to 4 days and not have direct contact with anybody before they could come into the main dorm area. So that is the decision that we've taken to protect the ones that are in here. And we could go as far as saying that the foot traffic on the street has really limited. So it is, in a way, you know, it may sound strange to Barbadian, but in some way we know that the ones on the street is safer to some level because there's not that much foot traffic, or there's not that much. And we've also ordered that the public, you know, stay away from the homeless as much as possible, so that if you have it, you don't pass it to them, or if they have it, they don't pass it to you, but work through the organization to help them. And we would do everything in our power to reach them as much as possible.
Right. I think telling people to stay away from the homeless, you don't normally have to tell them that twice, because in the early part of the dilemma, people were saying that the homeless had two advantages. One is that they don't really come into close contact with other people, and two, their mechanism for disease and so on are definitely way harder and hardier than the average person. But someone raised something today on the air in relation to, you know, you may use a tissue and you throw it in the garbage, and then they go in the garbage behind that. That may expose them then to, you know, the droplets.
The other thing too, Corey, is that people are also giving them money, and that is a transferable way. There are some people that in the feeding groups that we've asked to come to us to so we can control them, because we have the line drawing outside of our building to control social distancing. We are still kind of seeing one or two feeders going out there, and while they're doing what they're doing from their heart, they're still not being able to control the crowd, because they may be going out in ones or twos, and then they have about 30, 40 people in the line, and they can't control the social distancing because it's so much. It's only two of them to 30, 40 person. And we've asked the feeders to come to us, come to the organization, because we have the line, we set up to do it already. You can still come and feed who you want to feed, but at the same time, we must be able to protect the homeless community. And I will go as far as saying, Corey, that there's no real contact tracing among the homeless. A homeless man does not remember Corey's name, Kimar name, Jackie name, or Paul's name. They would know that they come and take something from you. They would not tell you who they touch up, who they went around, what they touch, where they went, because sometimes they can't even remember that. So that is why we appreciate persons are going out there and doing things for the homeless. as an advocate and as an organization set up for the homeless, we still have to put out things that people, we can say to people, think before you do, work with the organization, they will still be fed, but make sure that in doing it, that way we are just making sure in doing it that they're also protected.
All right. I want to thank you very much for coming in and giving us that update on the homeless. Keep safe and keep up the work. This is Brah Stats. You're listening to the Wednesday edition with your host, Corey Lane, and producer, Misha Braffe. We just got 23 minutes before 2 o'clock. That means 23 minutes before we strike up the band and head on home for this edition of Down to Brah Stats. Brah Stats, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon and welcome.
Hi, good afternoon, Corey. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. And you?
I am well. Mm-hmm. First, I want to commend Mr. Safri for a job that he's doing. Mm-hmm. Well done, sir. May you continue to do what you're doing. Corey, I'm not calling you today on a professional level. In any means, I am calling you on a layman's, you know, from a layman's perspective, more or less. Mm-hmm. But there's something that has me quite a bit concerned. Hello?
Yeah, I'm hearing you loud and clear. Don't listen to your radio or anything in background and confuse you.
Oh, okay. Something that has me quite concerned. I understand that there has been awareness, or even heard, you know, the awareness where high-risk persons like diabetics and hypertensive persons and so on, people with cancer and so on, you know, they're being warned mm-hmm. and put on guard, you know, to take extra precautions. But when it comes to smokers, I'm not saying that it hasn't been done or said or warned, but I am not hearing enough of that. And if you look at the amount of smokers that we have in Barbados, because we know smoking is bad for your health, we know that it interferes with your immune capacity to fight off diseases and so on. We also know that it affects your lungs, and as I have been understanding, that this is a respiratory illness mm-hmm. which also affects your lungs. So smokers who have been smoking for years, you know, and continue to smoke daily, one of the things that smokers do, I don't see, I'm not saying they don't do it, but I don't see smokers before you go and take out a cigarette, you wash your hands, because, you know, the first part of that cigarette that you touch is the part that goes into your mouth. I don't see them washing their hands, or most of them probably, washing their hands to go and take out a cigarette. So right there and then, you know, you have a problem there. And persons need to know that smoking is bad for your health. And in a case like this, it can complicate the conditions if you catch this virus. Mm-hmm. I know that there's a type of screening that is done when patients are ill. Probably they look at the history of diabetes, hypertension, cancer. But are they asking these persons or finding out from these persons that they have a history of smoking? Because that could be one of the contributing factors, you know, as it relates to persons that have complications, you know, with this illness. And too many people out there, there's so many men, women too, all over the place, you know, that continue to smoke because it is an addiction.
But the thing is, you know, smoking is highly addictive. Not only smoke, this one says, "Hi, Corey, can you tell me if the short pay counters are available to pay utility bills?" But it went on to say, "I find that I'm hooked on coke, just like I have to drink a quart consistently, like someone who's hooked on a cigarette or chain smoke. I try to change it, but I can't. Now that I'm home alone, it's no joke. I must have a quart." These are addictions. Now, in high stress, high anxiety time, it is even worse. So that's something that we ought to look for in the long term. I don't think you can just appeal to people, "Oh dear, please stop smoking." This is a medical condition, a psychological condition, and they would need help with actually trying to stop smoking.
I understand that, but if you can't save all won't stop, but if mm-hmm. a few take heed mm-hmm. for their lives and for their family's lives as well, you know, they would stop.
It's true.
Right, so it's a personal choice.
Yes.
And I feel, you know, that more when they tell you about diabetes and high risk people, they need to tell smokers, because of a lot of the people out there, they don't know what smoking does, or they don't want to know what smoking does, and it can complicate. So I was asking if there's a history, you know, to find out if some of these persons that are serious, you know, if they have a history of smoking. And that needs, you know, that needs to be sent out as a message, or even some of the persons that, like,
I hope
know,
that they're listening to you, that they could put, because I believe a law research would need to go into this pandemic.
Yes, we know.
To see if there's some other underlying things.
Yes, you know, because we know it's something that is new. So, you know, all the evidence is not there. But common sense, you know, is there. We know what smoking does to your lungs. Also, besides that, another thing that I wanted, I just heard a notice because it was holding on for like 42 minutes to get to you. So I say I'm not putting it down today. So you owe me, okay?
Mike, again, oh yeah, I can give some now and some later. Because I got people here holding on for 46.
I understand. But I heard the notice about, the people, you know, that from the 15th to the 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the one, the first victims, you know, I think she was found out the 13th. So I mean, persons that would have come in the 13th and the 14th, you know, they're not screening those. Because I came in the 11th, so I'm glad that I missed
that.
Yeah,
you got it.
But that is why I remember.
Like, what authorities come for you, you know? I think you got to watch you.
No,
I can see when they say we're done, not before. But no, all sports aside, I think that you put that out there, and hopefully they could, you know,
yes,
they will consider.
And I give us some statistics, you know, like so that we some awareness, so that it can get through to smokers, and they would know, you know, wash your hands before you smoke a cigarette. Stop smoking. That's the message I want to send.
Your message has been sent and received, but I want you to give it to some of the others here, okay? All right. Have a wonderful day. Quick ones here. No, the caller that called first, the person's from the hospital, some doctors, some counselors, some everybody called her already. She messaged back here through her sister to let us know that, yeah, she's being taken care of. A lot of people are asking about fruits and vegetables in these times. They're not seeing them in the pre-packed bags. Again, BADMC and some of the farmers, there's Farm Finder, Global Farm Finders, you can look it up. And you can actually order your produce via an app too as well. You could download the Farm Finder Global app, Farm Finder app. And they are providing services to what is available out there as well. So that's another way you can get out your getting your fruits and your vegetables at this time. Brastats, good afternoon. You're on the air. Good afternoon. Welcome to the program. Hello, you're on the air. Welcome to Down to Brass Stats.
Hey, Corey.
Yes, please.
Hey, this is Fish Gate Man again.
Yes, please. Yes, sorry. We lost you. Yeah, somebody turned off the stove on you, but go ahead. You are now.
I thought the producer, she late, man. Get ready.
We were looking for you. Mm-hmm.
I just being problematic, man. You know. Yeah, I was telling you, though, the people in Italy, right, they're a very close community. So, like, when they greet each other, they kiss each other on the cheek, right? Mm-hmm. They do, like, a double kiss on each cheek, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that was the reason why they found that the disease spread so much in Italy,
mm-hmm.
right? And as I was saying before, they're not on 5G, they're on 4G network. Next thing we really want to see it too, right, is that, you see Wuhan, they're going back to... They're on the path to building their economy. They're on the path to everything going right, right? No, here in Barbados, I would like for the people to do what we're supposed to do, man. Walking about with masks on, that is not normal. Being away from each other is not normal. I like to see people that hug people and shake people's hand and give people a dap and greet people. We want to get back to that normal life, that normal way of living.
And I agree with you there, and even in these times, it's just so hard to, you know, you're so tempted, it's just so part of habit, right? But you have to actually, it almost feels rude when you come up to someone and you just got to go like, yeah, you good?
Some adjustment, man. Talk about, whenever the radio announcers and stuff like that, mm-hmm. when they talk about social distancing, they talk about it as though if it's the next big event. Mm-hmm. You know,
yep.
like if it's something exciting to be. Remember social distancing and happy about it.
Mm-hmm.
You should be saying it in a disgusting way. So that
no,
you can
man,
get
you
got
to keep people still on the up and up, man. You can't do that. I won't even terrorize people in the morning, no?
Right, but you can't make it sound like it's fun either.
Mm-hmm.
This morning I had to go to the, I had to take my wife because she was on a flight. Mm-hmm. And I had to take her for testing this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And as we came back down, you should see the crowds of people. I passed through Mar Hill Street. I sure if I went out there with the H tape, it wasn't 6 feet. They were at least 4 feet, but it weren't 6 feet. You know, mm-hmm. Eagle Hall, the post office line stretched all the way down through the gaps, down through the avenues.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
These are things I want people to listen to you on. We got about 9 minutes left. Let me see if we can get in some more calls. I want to thank you for your contribution. All right, someone here says they try to call the ministry number and I said the mailbox is full. That usually happens when you broadcast the numbers, particularly on the stations of Starcom, because you know everybody listening. But the number is 832-6171 in case you didn't have the right number. And if you did, just try back a little later because they're going to have to clear that mailbox for you. And they're going to, the person's manning that. Remember, if you send it to us to broadcast, people are going to call. So just be mindful of that and answer the phone and check the mailbox. Brass Stats, good afternoon. Welcome to the program. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, but I am calling to congratulate what the government is doing. But I have been, they asked you to change your check. I have been at the post office from 10 past 9 this morning, and they closed at 1 o'clock. I was just by the gate, and they closed off and said, you have to come back. From 10 past 9 this morning until 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. When they told you have to come back?
They said, come back tomorrow.
So then, but the Z isn't going tomorrow. The Z's or Z's or whatever you want to call it. They may go in tomorrow. What wanna do? The tour you come back out from 9 o'clock tomorrow?
Yeah, they just said come tomorrow. Anybody can come tomorrow. Today was from
I to Z tomorrow. Probably they know something we don't. Probably there's lots and lots and lots of people that have last names A to H and then few from I to Z. I know about Zelda Zines and so on, so maybe that's it, you know, the Q's and the Z's.
Yeah, but the thing is, from 10 past 9, standing in that hot sun, and then at 1 o'clock, they came and close the gates and say we're closed off. And again, as you know, the old Bajan saying, who the cow likes, he licks, mm-hmm. and who he don't, he takes. That's what. From their friends.
Oh dear. You got kicked today.
This is what I saw with my eyes. And it's not fear.
No, that's ridiculous. That's what it is.
Standing all that time in the hot sun. 10 minutes past 9. This is St. Lucie's Post Office I'm talking about anyhow. St. Lucie's Post Office.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened. That's what went on. I just this minute walked in the house.
All right, we gotta see what happened tomorrow, man. They tell me they got a lot of Allens, Braffords, and Clarks, and that's why it went to A to H, right? So let me see what happened tomorrow. Yeah, that's all we could do right now. But stay strong, Barbados. Stay strong. Good afternoon. Down to Brass Stats, you on the air. Brass Stats, good afternoon.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Right. Well, I have to change my mother's check, same pension, and as you have just heard how common it could be. So I normally deposit it. Mm-hmm. There was an issue yesterday about whether the banks were allowing you to deposit your check.
Mm-hmm.
And I just came in from purchasing groceries, so I don't know if I would have missed anything. Mm-hmm. So do you know if we can now deposit checks?
The last I heard at the press conference, one did ask about it, and they were saying that they are speaking to the banks about that. Now, one of the other things I know, I spoke to the minister in Ministry of Finance. I know for the NAS checks, and it should apply right across, which is these pension checks, that they've spoken to the banks and the supermarkets about the crossing of the checks to allow them still to be cashed directly. Mm-hmm. So I know that was done. So people could try to, and I think with the pickup thing, no, that can be another issue because exact change and all of that. So I think that they're going to have to reopen the the deposit facility, but I am not getting any confirmation. I haven't gotten any confirmation on that.
Okay, all right. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you too as well. Brastats, good afternoon. We'll try to take one more. Brastats, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. 4 minutes before two. Yes, please. You're talking to me.
Yes, I was about to call about the same thing that the lady before this last one spoke about at the post office. I wanted to find out if you didn't go through today, if you could go tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And she actually made the point.
Good, thank you. That's what we hear about Brastats. Down to the point, down to Brastats. Brastats, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes.
Yeah, good afternoon. Yes, about Monday night, I heard an aircraft passing overhead,
mm-hmm.
and I decided to track it,
mm-hmm.
and I realized that it was coming from Spain,
mm-hmm.
From Spain to Grantley Adams. So I was wondering if
how you track it.
I have a tracker that I use.
Okay.
I see wherever the aircraft.
You tracking
going.
Airplanes? That
yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I'll give your name and address, huh? You gotta watch you. And it came from Spain.
Yeah.
And who was aboard this airplane? Tell me about this.
Well, I don't know.
I was wondering
about the fact that it was coming from Spain, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if they're still bringing passengers from these
the body in flame, but it gotta be goods, but I don't know what goods are coming from Spain.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but it says Spain to Grantley Adams, so that's mm-hmm. why he decided to find out about it, you know?
Okay, man. No problem. Thank you.
Okay,
thank you very much.
Right. Yeah.
Let me take this opportunity to thank my producer, technical operator, Michelle Braffitt. You know, she really makes the time fly. Time flies when you're having fun. I want to thank the doctor who would have called from the emergency management. A lot of people say, oh, she's a good doctor. That's what I've been reading on my chat. I thank the chatters, of course. And those who are sending WhatsApp, who call and made the program what it has been. Again, I want to thank my wife for giving me the pass and lifting quarantine for me to come out on her birthday to do this program at last minute. And I'll be home shortly. I want to thank everyone again. I want you to stay safe, stay home, and let's cooperate and make this this experience one to remember for good things and not necessarily bad. Chronicle those things, write down the emotions, the things that you believe that the powers that be did right and that they did wrong, so that we can reflect on this when we come out on the other side. And as one of my old girls call and tell me, my friends, don't say laying out, say laying close. So this lane is now closed, and this is the end of the Wednesday edition of Down to Brastats.